You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/built for us.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is your daily Green Bay Packers update, brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. Detroit Lions owner Martha Firestone Ford is stepping down and passing the reins to her daughter, Sheila Ford Hamp, according to a Tuesday statement from the team. Martha has served as the owner since her husband William died in 2014. It's no secret that the Detroit Lions have had no easy go of it and seen little success under the care of the Ford family. During William's ownership, the team won just 41% of their games, reached the playoffs just 10 times in 53 years, and never played in the Super Bowl. Lions fans, such as my father-in-law, had high hopes for the team after Martha Ford set lofty expectations and insisted that there would be big changes under her leadership. Martha Ford's Lions, however, reached the postseason only two more times and failed to win a single playoff game, despite having Matthew Stafford at quarterback. In fact, the last time the Lions won a playoff game was 1992. Martha Ford will remain on board as an executive chairman, but the new principal owner of the team, effective immediately, is her daughter Sheila. The change comes as no great surprise to fans. Sheila, with help from her sisters and brother, have been heavily involved in the team's leadership for several years, and they are now taking over the reins from their 94-year-old mother. The move has been planned for quite some time. The team has won only 9 games in the last 2 years, but last December, mother and daughter assured fans they fully expect to be playoff contenders this year when they announced they were bringing back both head coach Matt Patricia and general manager Bob Quinn. Sheila Ford Hamp did say those expectations have not changed, and she plans to be, quote, a very hands-on owner, although it remains to be seen how long Rod Wood, president of football operations, will remain in charge. Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia's retention this year was a controversial move, one not liked by fans. If the team does not have success in 2020, coach and manager's heads are expected to roll, and Rod Wood is probably not far behind. It remains to be seen whether Mrs. Ford Hamp will be a good owner, but if the Lions are able to finally crawl out of their slump of over 60 years, the NFC North could become a much more difficult division to win in the future. Packer fans are used to facing adversity from the Chicago Bears and Minnesota Vikings every year, but the Detroit Lions have never posed much of a threat. In fact, the last time the Lions won their own division, it wasn't the NFC North. Prior to 2002, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the fifth member of what was then the NFC Central. The Bucs won that division in 1999. The last time the Lions won it, 1993. It is worth noting that Sheila Ford Hamp has been heavily involved in team leadership for many years. She's reportedly been seen as a driving force behind key decisions such as the hiring of Rod Wood, the hiring of general manager Bob Quinn, and the decision last year to retain both Quinn and Patricia after the team put up an embarrassing 3-12-1 record. And failing to win more games in 2 years than former head coach Jim Caldwell won in his last year during the season that got him fired. In passing on the baton to her daughter, Martha ensured that the Lions remain one of only 6 teams owned by a woman, along with the Bears, Saints, Titans, Texans, and Seahawks. Now, it is worth noting that with the complete lack of an offseason and likely very limited preseason training opportunities, the stability afforded by Matt Patricia's continued leadership might be an asset. Packer fans should be thankful that Matt LaFleur got his head start last year and had plenty of time to establish his team before navigating the challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. The NFL is still planning to play a regular season of football, but there is a great degree of uncertainty, and teams have had to be very creative in how they've attacked this offseason. You can probably expect less involvement from rookies than in previous years, which admittedly isn't saying much. Rookies seldomly do make an impact in their first year, although rookie safety Darnell Savage and rookie left guard Elton Jenkins were key contributors last year for the Packers. Look for a huge jump in playing time from third-round pick tight end Jay Sternberger, who missed most of the 2019 season due to injury. He's expected to be the starting tight end for the team this year, now that Jimmy Graham has moved on and become a Chicago Bear. And yesterday, I played a clip for you from new Packers defensive backs coach Jerry Gray, who singled out cornerback Kadar Holman as one of the players he feels excited to work with. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the PackerNet podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com. And follow the PackerNet podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your daily Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.